And welcome to Season 8, Episode 34 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. I am so very, once again, to be here with two guys that I really, really do enjoy just chatting with. I wish I could do it more often. This is my own personal therapy. It's their own personal therapy. It's our personal therapy. And it's better than therapy. I speak, of course, of the Chief and the Goon. Goon, how are you, sir?
I'm feeling therapeutic. It's cheaper than therapy, too.
It's very cheap, yes. I mean, doesn't really cost us anything but some bits. Bits and bits. Chief, how are things down in sunny, sunny Texas? Is it sunny?
It is always sunny in Texas. And I can't escape the drama of Maryland because it kind of it follows me like a like the taint of the Black Plague.
Wow, I don't think anybody. You know, maybe we should change the signs. You know, as you're coming from Virginia into Maryland, welcome to Maryland. Experience our taint.
Wow.
I mean, just what the heck? Wow, dude, how bad is the taint?
People from Austin.
Oh, wow. But they're weird by their own definition.
That's why. They sit outside a bridge and watch bats fly out every night in Austin. So, or is that San Antonio? I can never remember.
Well, who knows? I don't go down there. In fact, I haven't left my area in a while, but all that will be changing.
How much of Texas have you explored?
I've driven up and down all around. And I'd still say that's maybe 5%.
Yes. There's a great video out there where an American is talking to a British friend. and she says, so where do you live? And the friend names some particular British town. And the American, of course, goes, oh, is that near London? And, of course, the Brit goes, of course not. You know, oh, my goodness, you know. When it turns out it's less than 2 hours away, and to an American, that's a short drive. And there was a Brit who came on in the American's defense and said, look, you can drive 11 hours in Texas and still be in Texas.
Yes.
just get some size bearing there, kids.
Yeah. That's why the Brits come over here and say, you know, they go, well, we're here for a 3 week vacation. Well, I'm sorry. They'd call it a holiday.
Yes.
And where? What are you going to see? All of the United States. Were you not planning on stopping anywhere?
Yeah, right. At approximately 413 miles an hour, you should get through about 30%. Yeah.
It can't be that large.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it can. That's why we have gas stations like we do.
And I know you're talking about... Bucky's.
Bucky's.
We should have angelic music every time we mention that place.
Yeah. You know, the only thing I've not seen for a drink at Bucky's. Maybe Chief can look this up for me. I have not seen Moxie there. You're familiar with Moxie?
Of course.
The quintessential New England drink that every New Englander is required to drink and like.
Can I state for the record, I now know why you don't see it at Bucky's?
Why?
Only
okay, so if I had a Venn diagram of places where you can drink Moxie and places where you can find a Bucky's, I have two circles.
I see. No Venn diagram, huh?
Well, some people like Venn diagrams. I'm just saying. They're Moxie's very popular with some people.
Is there a Bucky's in Maine?
No.
That's why there's no Moxie sold at Bucky's.
That's right.
You know, I can't see why you wouldn't, though, import the soda to, a soda that tastes like, let me see here. What do people say it tastes like? Some people say it's a subtle, not too sweet blend of wintergreen and licorice. But others, say... You have a comment, Crutch. You are New Englander.
I have drunk.
So you drink Moxie.
I have drunk Coca-Cola Beverly. I have no comment on sodas anymore.
Moxie is better than that by a lot.
Okay, the bar is not really set high.
Because I can drink a whole can of Moxie. But the Beverly, I spit that out right away.
That was, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Other descriptions are medicine, motor oil, and root beer that's gone really funky.
Wow.
I've never had motor oil, but I've had the other.
I have no idea what motor oil tastes like. Well, no, that's not necessarily true. I have accidentally wiped my face after changing the oil, and yes, I have now tasted motor oil. So, yeah.
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 And you liked my description in the pre-show.
Yes, I'm trying to remember it now.
It was
moldy frogs.
Moldy frogs with mixed with reconstituted mill water.
Oh, there you go. Oh, lordy, lord. And I told him Moldy Frogs just sounded like a great band name.
It's an awesome, awesome band name.
It is. I can see them you know, at the Palladium.
You know, I'm probably going to get an email from Yankee Swamp Fox now.
Well, did you ever email him?
I called him.
You did call him? Okay.
Yeah, but I didn't get hold of him. Because he was busy and it went right to voicemail and I'm not going to bother the man while he's busy.
So you didn't try to call him back?
We've had this conversation.
I know.
Last week we had it and I was chastised for it. And Showcat came to my defense much as she is right now. Leave the man alone, she says. He's busy.
I'm just saying. He might appreciate
Yankee Swamp
a phone
Box,
call.
She means.
Just might appreciate it. You know, put a little effort.
Why do you think this? Who do you think has known Yankee Swamp Fox longer?
Well, how can anybody really know somebody? I mean, you know, really.
I have his kindergarten pictures.
You should give them back.
He gave them to me as a gift. I guess his mother gave my mother them as a gift, and I have them now.
So it's generational theft.
Kinda, but he has mine, so the chance of them leaking out to say either one of you lot are small.
Oh, I don't know about that.
we have mutually assured destruction here.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
Are they that bad?
It's not often I get to use generational theft. I'm just, you know, it's just it ball went on the tee and I saw it there and okay.
My big head looked really obscenely big in some of those pictures. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, luckily your body grew into it.
Apparently. Although I do hear from my boss who I saw this weekend who constantly reminds me of that. I sat in front of him at the ball game and he's like, I can't see a thing.
When did it become nighttime?
And I said, well, I can't have you sit in front of me because your ears will block my view.
Wow. It's good that you guys are friends.
He told me I should be nicer to him, and I pointed out that his partner signs the paychecks.
Nice. Yeah.
His included, and his partner said, yeah.
What he said.
Yeah, see, that is how you handle situations in a gentlemanly fashion.
There you go.
Of course, Chief doesn't have to worry about this because he's self-employed and signs his own paychecks.
Exactly. My only other paycheck is signed by the hurricane, and I never see it. And she points out to me that it's she doesn't like having to pay me. She's only doing it because the accountant made her.
Wow.
You have That's to great. Pay him something, the accountant said. Why? Hurricane asked. Be kind of like your wife would. You'd have the same conversation, I think, Chief. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, look, who was it? It was Rodney Dangerfield.
Take my wife, please.
No, it gets no respect.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. Of course, yes.
Take
look
my
at
wife,
you
please,
knowing ancient gentleman. Comics. Wow.
Yeah, I know him in particular because of that one phrase.
Oh, get no respect.
Yes. And that's what it sounds like. I don't sign my own stuff. Money just appears in my account, and I don't question it. Okay, there's a difference.
It's a good point.
I'd like to have an account like that. Just money just
you appears. Could. I mean,
I have an account where money disappears just like that.
it's
called you all need of to them.
Hit the reverse on that, okay, and that's how you solve that problem.
If only exactly. I had a time machine.
Hey, Hey, did you see the news today?
I read the news today. Oh boy,
what's Goon's favorite company? There's Goon's well, one of Goon's favorite companies lately, not Disney.
You mean okay, he got another company to mock? Is it the one that sounds like it's bouncing?
Ah, as a matter of fact, it does. They've made a decision on their hugely successful Starliner program.
And by hugely successful, we mean eminently non-profitable.
Total failure, yeah.
Yeah.
that's what I'm looking for.
Epically
here.
Failed, yes.
They, yeah, the astronauts, they're not coming home on the Starliner.
But the Starliner's coming home on its own.
Well, like, I
it's
noticed
had enough
that
up there.
In the article I read, they kind of ominously said that they've had to reprogram the automated departure so that it would get away from the space station more quickly.
Like, is that to save the space station?
one wonders. I read that and went, that just doesn't sound good.
Sounds like my pilot leaving Sarasota. That man left Florida like he owed somebody money.
that's right. You had a one-day Floridian trip. I'm sorry, extreme Southern Maryland trip.
Yes. I'm not quite sure if I'll be up to doing that again. I've kind of signed up to do it once a year, and maybe that's my limit. But, got to the airport at 6 a.m. Flight took off around 8:10. Well, it was supposed to take off at 8:10. That flight was an exercise in slow. The good pilot sat. Well, okay, so we all got on the plane. They closed the door and we're ready to back up. And he's like, "Nope, can't back up until we get one of those little guys with a cart and stick that they push up against the front wheel to back him up." Because I guess this plane didn't have reverse, which is fine.
Either that, or they didn't want to blow everybody away at the front of the plane.
Well, yeah, and we were packed in pretty tight. I mean, there were easily two planes on either side of us, and they were all backing out at the same time, so maybe it was a safety thing.
You were on Southwest. It was
a
737, so they do have reverse. Yeah, he wasn't
in the mood to use it, so we had to wait for the little truck. And then we get out to
it's
the...
It's also made by who?
Who? What, oh, the plane? Boeing. Boeing, 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 Boeing. Boeing.
So maybe it doesn't have reverse. Who can say?
Or maybe sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't, depending on the maintenance schedule.
have you learned the new slogan for where you were?
What do you mean, Baltimore? PWI?
No, not there.
Sarasota.
Extreme Southern Maryland. Yeah.
They have
no,
a
slogan. What?
I was educated when I was down there asking about slogans. It was, come for a vacation, don't leave on probation.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
I have no intention of getting in trouble in any form or fashion.
Wow, that's horrible. We finally did get to take off about 30 minutes late. We landed, got my rental car, drove down to I was for those of you who probably know already, my dad's birthday is August 25th, and this year he would have been 94. He passed away in 2022, and I decided that I'm going to go down on his birthday every year and pay my respects. So I got in a rental car. I found a Publix, which is a local grocery store chain. I'm sure folks have heard of it before. Bought some flowers, made it to the gravesite. Called the number one fan via Skype. Thank you, Skype, for working out in the middle of a national cemetery. It was about 1,000 degrees out, and it was literally so warm that after I finished the Skype call, I wanted to take some pictures of the surroundings, and my phone said, no, I'm too warm. I refuse to use the camera. So I had to walk back to my car, turn it on, and sit in my car for about 10 minutes, holding the phone against the air conditioner vent until it was cool enough that it would it would legitimately use the camera again. And then went back out to my dad's gravesite and took the appropriate pictures. But so yeah, my phone went on strike, which I think was a new one for me. But the flight
home, like the railroads in Canada.
On their own?
Apparently, yeah.
I hadn't heard.
Pete didn't do anything about that either. But then again, he's not really supposed to.
No. They've got their own tyrant up there. But the pilot for the flight home was in quite the hurry. I mean, no sooner did the doors get bolted shut, he was in full reverse, and we were backing out of there like we had robbed the place. And he got to the end of the runway, and you know, you do that last U-turn before you get onto the actual runway you're going to take off. And he hadn't even finished the turn, and he was already full force. I come to find, of course, that there was a thunderstorm coming in, and he wanted to get up above it. Which, hey, I'm happy for, because if he didn't, we were stuck on the ground for like another hour. But we went pretty much vertical. Like, I didn't even know you could do that in a Boeing plane. But we got to 10,000 feet in, I don't know, minutes.
You were in an older one, so.
The 700,
it's probably okay. Yeah, it's probably okay.
I appreciate that.
The newer ones, you're never sure.
Yeah, the landing.
You weren't.
Sorry, God.
You weren't seated near an exit door, were you?
I was on the wing. I was near the exit
door. You were near an exit door. Ah, a risk taker.
My friend, I sat in row 13 on both flights on purpose.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm putting this in God's hands. So we were about 5 feet off the ground when the law of gravity took over for where the engines should have, and we just literally dropped to the ground. The last 5 feet was straight vertical. We just, you know, it was so bad. Even the flight attendant goes, well, apparently we've just hit Baltimore. I was like, well, thank you. There you go. A little humor, you know, I did ask the resounding question, you know, did we land or were we shot down? And, that got a few laughs in the general vicinity. And, you know, it's like, just, you know, want to keep my
Look
skills
at you
up.
You learning to use your charisma.
Well, I don't, you know, more you know, court jester than, you know, or that would be good too. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm ching.
But I'm ching. That was a sad but I'm ching. I'm just gonna tell you right now. So that was Saturday. That was all of Saturday, because I didn't make it home till about 9 p.m. But. It was worth it. It was worth it. It was good to see the place. Haven't been there in 13 months, and they had been doing a lot of clearing land for, you know, future residents, if you will. And all of that space is now filled. And I was like, I have no idea where they're going to put more people. So,
wow.
Don't ask and you won't find out.
Well, yeah, you know, it's
don't need to know.
It's a shame that we're, you know, losing that many veterans in 13 months. So, yeah.
And you know, we've still got more months to go in this colorful administration.
Well, yeah, I hope we don't make any new war veterans. How's that? That would be an awesome idea.
Well, you're a little late on that.
Yeah, that kind of depends on the... outcome of the election, doesn't it?
One would hope. I mean, at least the guy who had the office 3 years ago did have a track record of not starting anything else new. So, you know, first guy in a long time not to start something new. So, yeah.
Well, I mean.
But, you know, he's orange, so it's bad. I get it.
Orange man bad. I got it.
Yeah, he took the advice of Michael Jackson. Don't want to be starting something. You know, he made a whole song about it.
Oh. I miss Michael.
Well, I'm really glad that you weren't flying on Sunday. I was a little worried about you, but then I realized that you had told me that it was a one-day trip, because on Sunday...
What happened Sunday?
If you flew out of Seattle, you weren't flying. And as far as I know, it had nothing to do with Boeing.
Well, there's a first. Aren't they headquartered in Seattle?
Actually, yeah, they are. I guess it's a little bit north of the city. It's in... Let's see. Microsoft is in Redmond. They're in... Oh, I can't remember.
So what happened? A cyber attack?
Yep. They had a cyber attack at the airport, and many of their flights were canceled.
Why was this not like the biggest news story of the day? Or was I just slept through Sunday? I mean, that's always possible.
Let me explain it to you and see if you get the reason why. I'll ask you a question, okay?
Okay.
Who would the Secretary of Transportation be?
That would be Butter Edge.
Yeah, there you go. There's your answer.
Oh. So we don't say bad things that make Pete look bad now? Is that the deal?
What would I say that would be bad and untrue? I mean, he's uniquely ineffective.
He is gay, though.
He's gay, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I didn't know that. Wow.
That's primarily what he brings to the job.
Wait, which of so course, you're telling me he's a diversity hire?
It doesn't matter one way or another.
No.
You know, what you really want is somebody that knows a thing or two about transportation, and sadly, that's not Pete. He's about as good at it as he was as fixing potholes when he was mayor of wherever. South Bend? Is that where he was mayor?
Yep. The home of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Oh. I knew Notre Dame was in Indiana, but I never remember where.
I used to work with a guy who was a graduate and a big fan. He would go home for every home game. He would go back to South Bend for every home game.
That's dedication.
Well, he was a consummate bachelor, lived with three other guys, was much like a friend we were talking about earlier, socking away the money and not spending it on anything. And then he decided to break his golden rule and miss a home game in order to come to my wedding.
Wow.
Where he met one of the bridesmaids, and they got married and have five kids.
Well, at least we know what he's doing now instead of going to football games.
Yes, there's a lot of.
It was a good trade-off.
She's a lovely. It worked out. She actually is the person that introduced me to my wife. They were roommates, so we kind of did each other.
You keep using past tense.
Well, you can only introduce somebody once, so yes, she introduced me to my wife.
No, you said she was lovely, and I was like, what happened?
Well, I haven't seen her in decades, so I don't know. She's still a lovely person. I mean, you know.
The CPF does not buy it.
they are calling you out, man. They're like, no, that is a lie. Tell the truth.
I can honestly say that I have not seen nor heard from either of them in at least 10 years. I am sure they are still married and happily so. At least the last time I saw them, they apparently were very happy. So I'm going to go with that.
But you didn't cyberstalk them or anything?
No, I don't tend to do that.
What kind of friend are you?
No, I mean, the only thing I ever do is chat with AIs about our show. I do a little, every so often, ask about us.
Every once in a while, I get a phone call from you.
Who, me?
Yeah. Okay, well, no, not lately, even though you promised every day last week. It's okay. It's not like I cried myself to sleep or anything.
I promised to call you every day last week?
And you didn't do it. And then you said, well, I'll call you the next day. This was to set
Oh, that's
up
right.
Tickets.
We still haven't done that. Holy cow. I even fell asleep today. I am so sorry. I totally apologize. Totally my fault. I own this one. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you see the irony here? Yankee Swamp Fox, Call, Crutch, Goon Tears. I mean, is it all coming together here?
Well, I think this is kind of how
it's sort of a karma coming around.
It is karma. You didn't call Yankee, so I didn't call you.
I did call him.
No, see, there's a difference. Goon followed through. Crutch is making excuses. Crutch,
right.
I don't, right. You know, we were talking about this.
I didn't say I was making excuses. I apologize. I man up.
Yep, and I would also, if I didn't call, I would man up too.
I wonder what this has to do with being Italian.
Wow.
We should ask the Sicilian.
Seriously, you went there? Okay.
Well, I will ask the Sicilian, you know, because I can mention Crutch's name now and she doesn't like tense up.
And flinch, twitch, little eye thing going.
I don't hear the sound of an axe being thrown.
What was that? Mossberg. Okay, no problem.
I just got breaking news from the hurricane.
Oh.
They are barking at the herd of deer in our yard.
Well, okay, it's better than a molecule.
So, because they showed up Sunday morning.
The herd?
Eight of them.
Wow.
Eight of them. Three doe and the other and little babies. Did you know that deer eat sunflower seeds out of your bird feeder?
Deer eat anything that is in the
it is deer's nailed path. Down. Yeah. They'll eat the petals off your rose bushes. That.
I wondered why we were going through so much bird seed and I just bought more and they just walked right up to it, one on either side and
became deer food. Sucked. Yeah.
They sucked all of it out of there. They went, well, thank you very, and they kind of looked at me like, hey, thank you very much.
We're going to rate you 5 stars. Oh my gosh. That'd be funny if they had like a deer Yelp.
And then they went over to the neighbor's azaleas.
Well, that's dessert.
Well, that's okay.
In the land of freedom, you at this time you'd be having jerky.
Ah,
yeah.
I've had venison jerky and it's tasty.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Off the big wall of jerky at Bucky's.
Why? Yes, it was.
The circle is now complete.
I also bought a little plastic container of cheese cubes, venison sausage, and I think pretzels when last I was there.
Nice. Everybody should have a hobby.
And there was much rejoicing.
There is. I mean, some of the stuff you can take with you from Bucky's, you know, will travel well. Some of the stuff doesn't make it out of the parking lot.
That's
like the true. Like the candied nuts. I'm sorry. No. I will literally just be shoveling those things as I'm driving down the road. Duh, so good. So
you know what? I got to agree with you there, especially the cashews. I cannot resist those. They don't even make it out the door.
It's awesome.
That's
I miss Bucky's. I want a Bucky's. All I'm getting is a rebuilt Shell station.
We're getting a Bucky's in the other side of Richmond.
It's not a weird. Williamsburg. It's not we. We would be like, Maryland. Or even New England, where they'll serve Moxie in one of the pumps, I'm sure.
That would be awesome.
I doubt that'll ever happen.
Well, I know they're not gonna have one in New Jersey.
Why? What's wrong with Jersey? Well, I mean, other than the obvious.
How many people would they have to hire to pump gas?
Oh, right. That's right. You're not allowed to pump your own gas in Jersey. For those of you who don't know, New Jersey refuses to let anybody pump their own gas. They still have service attendants in Jersey.
Slavery never ended
there. And the funny thing is...
Wow.
Wow. Come out and pump your gas, sir. Oh, my goodness. You know what's really funny is when you get somebody from Jersey
out of Jersey and watch them just sit in their car. And you're like, no, I'm sorry, that's not how that works here.
Yeah, you're going to be there a long time.
People are going to think you're loitering.
Either way, it's not good, because if you're in Jersey and you're like, hey, boy, pump my gas. Or if you're from Jersey and you come out, you're like, hey, boy, you going to pump my gas? Either way, it's bad. It just doesn't work.
Somebody's going to end up with something broken, yes.
Pump my gas, bring me a sandwich.
Oh, so now I'm hungry.
It's not,
okay.
It's not ending well.
No, it isn't. But on the subject of ending, we're going to bid you a fine farewell, and we will see you right here, we promise, next week, same bat time, same bat channel. But before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Bad Ideas for a Ride Home. Some things not to do when you positively need a ride home. Call a drunk friend. Drive one of Goon's vehicles. Take the Boeing Starliner. You knew that was coming, right? Remember, if it's Boeing, you're not going home anytime soon. And another non-success for Mayor Pete. SeaTac Airport cancels a horde of flights due to a cyber attack. Well, it inconvenienced the little people, but Mayor Pete didn't even comment on it. Mayor Pete, part of the Kamala team. He's gay, you know. And Moxie, the quintessential New England drink. Crisp, clean, and unlike anything you've ever tried. If you're a New Englander, you drink Moxie. If you're a New Englander and don't like Moxie, you drink Moxie and like it. Presented as a public service message, no need for emails. These are the established rules since the Pilgrims put a foot on Plymouth Rock. You're welcome.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.